I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Police in Pakistan are downplaying signs of arson in a fire last week at a Christian TV station in Karachi. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says police discounted Islamist threats, broken locks, missing studio cameras, and witness statements. The message this sends is that Christians can be attacked with impunity.
Christians feel like it doesn't matter what they do when the rest of society is set against them. Will there ever be any earthly justice for them?
Read the full story at our website to see why FMI's partners won't be silenced.
When people start hearing about the gospel and they see how Christians can respond to tragic circumstances with hope, people begin to become curious. Jesus draws people to himself through those sorts of situations and the conversations that come out of that.
Cover-ups, deception, and prejudice do some pretty serious damage on a relational level, too, especially within the church, says Set Free's Dean Vandermeer.
One of the reasons we're so busy is because a lot of church leaders don't want to talk about difficult subjects.
In 2015, Set Free walked hundreds of U.S. families through a process of repentance and forgiveness that set them free from the baggage of sin.
We have to get to the core issues of why we're not doing so well in our nation today. We're the most medicated people on the planet. Why is that? Because there's too many people who are hurting and they're not dealing with their unresolved spiritual and emotional issues, and their bodies begin to psychosomatically, they begin to fail.
Find more on both of these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore, by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.